Welcome to the sofa. I'm Sherry.
I'm Bonnie, and this is the Sisters Hallmark Sip and Chat podcast.
We're a couple of crownheads who love all things Hallmark. It's week 6 of Countdown to Christmas, and we have to apologize for the delay in posting our podcast last week, but I, Sherry, was away in sunny Dominican relaxing, and we did not have great reception to tape the show, so our apologies. In this episode, we'll be sipping sparkling apple pie on the rocks. You can find the recipe on our website, sistersipandchat.ca. Feel free to pause so you can make one on your own. This episode, we'll be chatting about this week's 5 movies entitled A Royal Corgi Christmas, A Tale of Two Christmases, Haul Out the Holly, When I Think of Christmas, and A Holiday Spectacular.
Movie number 1, A Royal Corgi Christmas, starring Hunter King as Cecily and Jordan Renzo as Prince Edmund. Prince Edmund adopts Mistletoe, an incorrigible corgi, as a gift for his mother, the queen. But when the naughty puppy's behavior brings both notoriety and embarrassment to the royal family, Edmund hires Cecily, a famous dog trainer from the States, to get Mistletoe ready for his big appearance at the annual Christmas ball. Okay, so let's find out how this movie rates on our sofa rating system. But first, a quick explanation. Our custom rating system includes a list of 20 Hallmark tropes broken down into 10 categories that will determine how Hallmark is this movie. You can download the list from our website, sistersipandchat.ca. This movie earned 19 out of 20 sofas. And Woo! the breakdown of categories for this one is town holiday celebrations, clash of classes, location, family and friends, affairs of the heart, big life changes, and Christmas magic. They also got the charitable event bonus for Grover's Rehab Charity for Dogs, gifts from the Prince, and the funds for the Corgi Derby to the children and at the foster and adoption home. Lots of really good charities in this one.
Yeah, which is so great to see. Okay, as we know, I absolutely love all things royal and all things dogs. Mm-hmm. My 2 labs think they're royal, and they expect to be treated as so.
Yes, we they're kinda very do, sweet.
But yes, they're very, please fetch me my food. And
well, they do have their own little throne. Yes, they have their own little throne.
Each section of the house.
They're so cute. There was so many cute puppies in this movie. It was awesome. And Mistletoe, the dog, of course, is totally adorable. But absolutely, I kind of don't believe someone could have caught that little guy because he has these chubby little legs before he knocked over the food on the table, which is totally cute and adorable. But I'm like, come on, people, you can chase this little jubba. But he was so cute. It was a lot of fun to watch. I definitely think, as they mentioned in here, pets have their people. I know my cat, Heather, gets very jealous if her brother, Midnight, gets any attention from me at all, especially if I'm on the couch. She is totally on my lap, which I love and cuddle her. She loves to snuggle. I love to snuggle. Plus, of course, they say purring has been scientifically proven to have healing qualities for humans.
Interesting fact.
Mm-hmm.
I agree that giving your dogs love and attention is the most important thing. And I make it, you know, part of my everyday to do certain things with my dogs and make sure I have time for them because, you know, they'll be so faithful. They'll give their lives for us. Mm-hmm. So we need to show that in return. These dogs were actually really cute. The fact that they were so well behaved, though, made me think that I probably should have, you know, not spoil their dogs quite so much. Nice to have dogs that well trained.
Well, they have a full-time corgi wrangler, and yeah, you know, I don't think you or anyone in the family has time to be a full-time, you know, puppy wrangler in your house, lab wrangler. So I think you're doing okay because they're happy and they're really lovely dogs. So you're good. I think, going back to the movie, that the fact they called the castle Christmas Castle because of the background was such a great name. The scenery, you could tell they recorded it like it was actually filmed in England, because the scenery is absolutely beautiful. She had the absolutely worst curtsy I have ever seen, or I think anyone has ever seen at the beginning of the movie. I don't know if you remember this curtsy.
I do.
It was like this
they
sort
even
of
went,
awkward.
What is she doing? She says, I think that was a curtsy.
It
think
was
she's bowing.
Really funny. I just thought it was hilarious. And we just did the ball. So we had to do our own curtsies to the queen. So, you know, it's not that hard, but it was very funny. I think that was really a cute part that they made. And of course, they had a ball, which is awesome, with tiaras.
Yes.
Now, mind you, I think the tiaras were a little underwhelming. They were pretty, but, you know, like we had bigger ones than I think they had, and they're supposed to be actual royalty, and we're just pretend royalty.
Maybe we should have been a little more understated.
But. Maybe, but like we weren't. We went all out. It was all good. And I also loved that the sister was named queen instead of the prince. That everybody expected, you know, the princes, you know, he's groomed to take over the country, but the sister was named queen and ended up taking over the throne, which I thought that was really awesome part of this movie.
It was, because it was well deserved. And that royal dog trainer, who was self-indulgent snob, knew that she deserved to be queen, and that's he was looking for his own title. So he
yes.
was not really in love with her. He was in love with what she could do for him. So I was quite happy when he got caught and sent away. Like, just, and not to say that being a royal dog trainer isn't probably a very prestigious job, but you don't have to be a snob about it.
No, I think that came down to the kind of person he was. And fortunately, she saw that he was just looking for a meal ticket.
Exactly.
And she decided that's not going to be her. So good for her. Of course, I could definitely relate to Cecily's love of reading. I love to read. And having a library full of shelves of books is my dream too. And in this movie, they had a library that had this secret door that looks like a wall of books. So cool. I love that. I think that's sort of like a trend now to have those things, you know, hearkening back to whatever the 1800s are. I just think it's totally cool. I would totally.
It is really. I agree. My favorite part of the entire movie was helping the foster kids. That really grabbed at my heartstrings, especially since I was a foster parent for 17 years. So I thought that was great. I mean, as you mentioned earlier, they had lots of charitable events in this particular movie, which really helps make up for some of the lacking of charity in some of the other movies, but that was really good. I really did enjoy that.
We could have given them extra bonus points. Technically, I think they could have gotten over 20 for having, you know,
so
highlighted
much.
Three different charities. I think that was great.
And I think it stays true to the theme of the story, because that is part of, you know, your royal duties is the giving back to your subjects and whatever. So I thought they stayed true to that vein. So that was really well done. Let's go on to movie number two, A Tale of Two Christmases, starring Kate Farrell as Emma, Chandler Massey as Drew, and Evan Roderick as Max. Emma has two choices before her this Christmas. Stay in the city with the handsome lawyer Max, or head home to Vermont and her childhood crush, Drew. Will assistance from some Christmas magic help her see the best choice for her? How did this movie rate in our sofa rating system? It got also a 19 out of 20 sofas. This has been a good weekend so far.
Yep.
The categories are military might, location, 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 family and friends, unexpected hiccups, affairs of the heart, big life changes, Christmas magic, and the charitable event bonus, donations to Santa, accessible work program at the ski lodge.
Yeah, I think this season has been really cool for doing a lot of really neat stuff. This particular movie was kind of neat. There's that movie Sliding Doors. It's sort of like the Sliding Doors Hallmark version, like which path you go, which one is the right one. We get to see them take either choice, which is kind of neat. I thought that was a very cool concept. And it keeps the story just keeps getting more interesting and keeps the viewer guessing about who she ends up with. Even though we're kind of sure who that will be, it's nice to have that, you know, guesswork along the way. It makes it more interesting.
I do like a mystery, And I did find it cute, but I found this particularly hard for myself to focus. So unfortunately, I'd have to say this was not my favorite movie for this year. I think that's all I will say. It was not my favorite movie. Very good actors, very sweet, but this particular movie I did not enjoy.
Didn't resonate with you, the fact that you saw the two different timelines?
No.
You're a one timeline girl.
Yep.
Give me the one story.
Exactly. It's a true life is not always greener on the other side. You know, careful what you wish for type of story, but it's a wonderful life where you can see what your life would be like without them kind of thing. Like,
right.
It wasn't that kind of draw at my heartstrings kind of.
Right. So. No, it definitely was. No, It's a Wonderful Life. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. I did like the rapport she had with both potential beaus, but Drew was definitely more funny and Max was just more about traditional romantic, you know, things here. Let's do this thing because it's romantic. Whereas Drew was just genuine and funny. And of course, like you said, not a surprise ending. She ends up with Drew, which is kind of who you think from the beginning, who she's going to end up with. But for me, that was still satisfying because that's who I wanted to see her end up with.
Well, and having someone that you need to spend the rest of your life with, definitely being funny and making you laugh is a good category or a good quality rather, because romance tends to fade off over time.
Yeah. So. Yeah, for sure. Okay, movie number 3, Haul Out the Holly, starring Lacey Chabert as Emily, Wes Brown as Jared, Stephen Tobolowsky as Ned, Melissa Peterman as Pamela, and Ellen Travolta as Mary Louise. Emily heads home to Evergreen Lane for Christmas, only to find that her parents are leaving on a holiday trip to Florida. Her parents' HOA wrangles Emily into participating in their many Christmas events or face the consequences. Okay, so let's see how this movie rated. And it earned a 17 out of 20 sofas. The categories are town holiday celebrations, location, 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 family and friends, unexpected hiccups, affairs of the heart, big life changes, and the charitable event was neighbors helping neighbors at Christmas.
Okay, I totally relate with her not being able to cook well or bake. I thought that part was really interesting and funny. But at the same time, I really, really thought that this particular movie, for me, this is going to be on my top 10 list. I love this movie.
And I'm the absolute opposite. I'm sort of how I felt about the other one. I had definite feelings about this movie. We'll start with the things I enjoyed. So I love Lacey Chabert. She's one of my favorite actresses or actors, and I always enjoy watching her. The parents' house was absolutely gorgeous. Good for her that she got it in the end, because that's quite a boon to get that from her parents. And I love that the neighborhood always enjoyed some Christmas decorations and all that stuff. That's fun. I love the Santa chair. That was awesome too.
Okay. These are two of my fave actors. And my husband is a huge Lacey fan. Now, of course, he's probably not going to admit that out loud to everybody. But let me tell you, he watches every movie she's in. He really, really loves her. I think that they weren't the perfect match together as a couple from chemistry wise. But I really felt like you could see that they would have been best friends, because I think that best friend piece, that shine through. I don't know about
romance
romantically, but yeah,
I agree with you. I think the friendship thing was fine. The romantic thing, like the whole movie to me was, I'm not a huge slapstick fan. I don't mind it, but this just felt almost entirely slapstick, at least for most of it. Lots of overacting and reactions by the neighbors. I know it was supposed to be cutesy and fun and stuff like that, but it just kind of, some things grated on me. Like at the beginning when her parents they show her as a little girl and they're taken off for Christmas to do all this stuff for the neighborhood. I get it. They were sacrificing themselves to do this wonderful thing for the neighborhood, but I don't think you should sacrifice Christmas morning with your child, which to me is, that's what Christmas, the decorating the presents to watch the kids in the morning and enjoy that time with them, taking off to do that. So that kind of bugged me at the beginning. And then they tricked her to come home knowing they weren't going to be there so she could do all this stuff with the people and all the decorating and everything. Like, to me, it's just like the decorating, the celebrations isn't the main part of Christmas. I love that part of Christmas, but it's the thoughtfulness. The spirit of Christmas to me is giving, you know, love for your fellow human. I'm not a big fan of those forced Christmas celebrations. It's just my opinion that that's what the Christmas spirit is about. But I do believe that, you know, when she got Pamela's husband home for Christmas, that's when the true spirit of Christmas started to happen in the movie. And that's when I started to feel like, okay, this movie might be coming together at the end. But yes, definitely not one of my favorite movies. But I still, there's things I loved about it. But like, just as a whole, it kind of just fell a little flat for me.
Okay. And here I am. I'm going to be completely honest. I would totally love to live on that street.
Oh, you would be really good at it too.
Oh yeah. And I would comply. I am community crazy, 100%. And we already do a lot of neighbors helping neighbors here, mm-hmm. whether it's snow removal, helping with lawns. But my husband and I, we've only lived here a few years now, but as soon as we moved in, we introduced ourselves to everyone. We had, you know, helped, do like barbecues for the street, that sort of thing. And every major holiday, you know, Easter, Halloween, Christmas, we bring, well, not the Halloween's a holiday, but for kids, we put together little baskets of gifts for the kids and we deliver them to every kid on the streets to their homes. And we've done it ever since we moved in. So we're really hoping to keep spreading that kind of cheer. And also, you know, on a selfish note, since they don't listen to this, we're hoping nobody eggs our house because they're like, no, those are the nice people.
Well, that's the thing. But you do all those things because you want to out of the goodness of your heart. No one's giving you a citation if you didn't do baskets.
Absolutely
one year.
That was the
difference, I think. You're doing it because you want to do it. And I think it's great, that kind of thing. It was just the little bit of, you know, that part I didn't enjoy as much.
I understand, but it was funny that he kept coming up with rules with this and that measuring tape to measure the nutcracker. Especially since you love those nutcrackers.
He played Goofy very well. I really like, I think he did a good job at that. I just feel like at some point it was difficult to connect the goofiness with the romance part of the movie. So it was mostly just, I think about the fun. It's just like fun things to do for Christmas. There's lots of really great ideas of fun things to do for Christmas, like the cookie contest and the snowman making contest, all of that great ideas. So I did definitely glean some great ideas and had, you know, it was a nice fun romp. That's for sure.
Okay, so as I've said already, I love this movie. I really did because it was funny and I like funny and I love the over-the-top stuff. And this was definitely had some over-the-top funny actors from mainstream TV. And I absolutely love that. I love that Lacey, who played with Melissa on Baby Daddy, and they played for a while, because I personally find Melissa hilarious. I loved her as Barbara Jean. I loved her as Bonnie on Baby Daddy, Barbara Jean on Reba. The woman just cracks me up. So, and the guy, I'm sorry that I've forgotten the name of the actor, the one man that was really over the top.
Ned,
you mean? Ned. And he had all the extra supplies and whatever. Mm. And I mean, I don't know if I'd ever meet anyone like that in my real life, but I thought it was hilarious. Movie number four, When I Think of Christmas, starring Shanae Grimes Beach as Sarah, Niall Matter as Josh, and Beth Broderick as Anna. Sarah finds herself rethinking her career choices while volunteering to run the annual holiday concert and helping her mom move on to the next chapter of her life. Okay, let's find out how this movie rated on our SOFA rating system. This movie earned a score of 17 out of 20, still a good score. The breakdown is military might, location, 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 family and friends, affairs of the heart, big life changes, Christmas magic, and the bonus charitable event volunteering to run the Lights and Carols concert.
What a special find uncovering the Christmas song from her late father that he wrote. It was such a sweet, tear-jerking moment when her mom sang it at the concert at the end. I just thought that was such a sweet idea. And, you know, I'm sure there's a twist that they've done before, but I thought that was really cute.
The music was very beautiful. I did know that he sang a little bit, but I didn't know that she sang. Not the mom, but Sarah. I really liked the actress that plays her mom, though, and I really liked her on the, I think it was Teenage Witch or whatever.
It was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Sabrina, yeah. I loved her on that show too.
I really liked her on that show. And so I like her, just her whole demeanor is very calm and very, you know, inviting. I really liked her a lot. She's so beautiful too.
Yeah. I thought she did an excellent job in this movie. And I love that we got to see her side of the romance of her second chance at life. I thought that was really interesting. And of course, the storyline, the main, I guess you would say, storyline, would be about how two people are a little bit stuck in their jobs and not sure if they're, you know, doing the right thing for their lives. You know, just sometimes the daily grind doesn't equal our passions. And I think that's what they are talking about in this movie. But it doesn't mean that we can't find a way to still follow them, even if you aren't doing, you know, something full time that is your passion. You can still do that as a hobby. You can still incorporate the passions in your life. If you're a singer, you can join a choir. Like, you know, there's lots of different ways to do things. If you like hockey, but you can't be a professional hockey player, you can certainly play in you know, whatever arena league or whatever. There's lots of ways to follow our passions and be excited about things in life, even if it isn't our regular 9-to-5 job.
I do totally agree, but I also understand that it's hard to steer from the safe choices in order to pursue the unknown. But I do admire people who do take that chance. And really, that's what we did with starting this podcast.
Exactly.
We took a chance and went out, and now we're, you know, getting to fulfill another little personal dream.
Exactly. And you know, that's what they ended up doing through the concert. The little girl that sang in the concert.
Oh my gosh.
So cute. She couldn't remember the word branch for whatever reason. And then they both came out and sang with her. I just love that. I love too. I love grand pianos. I think you do too.
Absolutely.
And her mom's grand piano with the snow globes on it. I was like, oh, I love that. I don't have a grand piano, but I thought that looked really pretty with she had all that whole collection of snow globes on her piano.
You know what? I didn't even notice that, but yeah. In talking about your passions, I think the fact that not only did the mom find love in her second chance and she's now moving to her condo, but for her to find her love of music again, that was really good. Like, that was pretty impactful at the end of the movie. And again, it's almost that part of saying to her daughter, you know, I'm sorry I interfered with your, you know, your decisions, although it was probably a really good decision. Not that her daughter shouldn't be a musician, but now look at what she has to fall back on top of her music. She's very talented.
I mean, being a lawyer and being a musician can certainly seem like very different things, but, you know, her mother was trying to help her from her past experiences. But I like that she was able to get on that concert stage and sing again. And that was like a personal triumph for her too.
Absolutely.
Movie number 5, A Holiday Spectacular, starring Jenna Claire Mason as Maggie, Derek Klena as John, Anne Margaret as Grandma Margaret, and featuring the Radio City Rockettes. Former high society heiress Maggie recalls the story of becoming a Rockette in the 1958 Christmas Spectacular at Radio City Music Hall to her granddaughter, who is trying out for the lead part in the Nutcracker Ballet. Okay, so let's find out how this movie rates on our sofa rating system. This movie earned a score of 14 out of 20 sofas, and the breakdown of categories is Military Might, Town Holiday Celebrations, Clash of the Classes, Here Comes the Bride, Location, 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 Family and Friends, Big Life Changes.
Okay, I am an admirer of girl power, and I really love that she took a stance. That was to be commended. But my only downfall with this movie was that, or at least I missed it, was no charitable event. Because this movie, I was really rooting for being a really high score. I really did love this concept of going back in time and like kind of based on things that could really happen, right? Like that could be a real person doing that. And I thought the fact that they were able to show that being a Rockette didn't mean you were a stripper type person. Like that was a really hard job that would had great respectability, you know?
Yeah, certainly.
That's
Yeah,
why
it
I
was
did really
definitely
like that.
not. Yeah, it definitely was. I mean, they're stage performers. That's, what the Rockettes are. They're world famous. I love the clothes and the atmosphere in this movie and the fact they went back in time, that I thought that was really cool. They did a really good job recreating the era. I feel like the scenes of the Rockettes performing was absolutely amazing because clearly it wasn't all actresses on there. These were the real Rockettes dancing in this movie. So it was pretty awesome.
Yeah, I agree. The transformation on the time errors was awesome. I really liked that. And I liked having that glimpse into that other part of like that lifestyle, that world. And not just like the Rockettes world, which was very cool, but that era, getting to see
Yes.
like what was the things that they would do in that time, or how society saw things at that time. That was very interesting.
Yeah, you get this backstage pass to what it means to be a Rockette. I mean, they're world famous, but I'd never seen them in real life. So it was really interesting to get this backstage, view of what it was like, the life, what it was like. I know we were both parts of dance troops and cheerleading troops, and the camaraderie you get from being part of a group like that is so special and certainly can become good lifelong memories. And I feel like they portrayed that very well of, she made the right choice. She had these people that were still really important in her life, and she found the love of her life. I thought that was really
Yeah.
cool.
Once again, I'm going to agree with you on that. And we actually had the pleasure of that type of camaraderie when we both cheered for the Tiger Cats of the CFL. Now, we didn't do it at the same time because of our age difference, but I know I was really grateful to those girls and I loved being part of that group. It's not like it was, a cliquey kind of thing. It was looking out for one another, being a part of things together. And I really
Exactly.
enjoyed it a lot.
It's an experience you're sharing at that particular moment in time all together. So any other
Exactly.
troop at any other time, even though they're doing something similar, are never going to be like the group or the cohort of people you're with at the time, you're doing it. And I think, yeah, I think they did a good job of showing how special that can be. And
Yeah,
also,
because they
of
became
course,
family.
yeah. Like, exactly. And then they actually got to share parts of what it meant to be family to them and their families. And that was, of course, really special coming from all different walks of life and what it's like to come together and still be doing the same job, but being so different, in the life, your former life, I guess you would say,
Right.
in the movie. I thought that was really cool.
And I thought it was good how they were able to show clearly how the boyfriend who she was engaged to didn't really know her. I mean, he didn't really know if love existed anyways, true love, but how the but yet the other boy who didn't have a lot to offer her as far as, influence like the other guy, but knew like who bought her that. Was it a pen? The
He bought her the
Nutcracker.
Nutcracker
Was
guy,
it a
the
brooch or
tin soldier, whatever. Yeah, brooch. Yeah,
a
it was a
brooch?
Nutcracker
Yeah.
brooch, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. So because he saw her like it and knew that, oh, I got a way to get that. And he made a point to get that for her because he knew who she was. He got to know her as a person, not
Yeah.
what her societal background was. So I did enjoy that a lot.
Yeah, you could see that she was troubled about what her current life situation was because she was embarrassed to, I mean, most people would be bragging, I'm engaged to the, you know, the so-and-so of this family, blah, 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 blah. She hid the ring. She hid all that because it really just wasn't her. Not that she was embarrassed of them, but she just didn't want to be known as that person because she, I think deep down, she knew she was somewhat different. And of course, we saw that at the end, you see them get together. And then again, at the end, when the granddaughter is doing the nutcracker, you see see them again, the grandma and grandpa on the stage and, you know, their little kiss. And this was actually one of my favorite movies of the season. I really enjoyed it. Yes, it could have had that charitable element. I'm not really sure why it didn't include that. It included a lot of heartwarming moments for sure. I really loved that digging back into the past and that.
Yeah. And I couldn't remember for the life of me if, because that young boy, his family, you know, they had that store and he was doing all these things for people and he was helping, but wasn't actually charitable event. So I may have missed something obvious because he was like a good person who helped people, but I
think he was a thoughtful person, but it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't. There wasn't anything specific I was looking for it that said
no.
They were, like, but that's okay. I mean, I guess, you know,
charitably got the tree kind of thing. But other than
I mean, they helped each other out. But that's, you know, they usually do that in movies. But yeah, they didn't highlight anything in particular. This particular time around. So that
I was rooting for them because I really liked this movie.
I think that would have obviously pushed it up a lot higher in our scoring system. However, I still really enjoyed it and I thought it was a great movie.
I 100% agree. So what did you think of our tasty sparkling apple pie on the rocks?
Well, I think it actually lived up to its name. The little syrup that you make with the apple and cinnamon and butter or whatever it was in it makes it taste like apple pie. So if you like apple pie, you will like this drink. The only thing is the gold crystally sugar that goes around the rim, which looks gorgeous, is kind of uncomfortable to drink when you're sipping. So I would have made it, or if I make it again, I think I've been drinking with a straw so that I didn't have that rock, you know, because I just found a little bit too the sweetness of it, because that, you know, that sugary stuff is very, it's just pure sugar. It looks super pretty though. Like, it was such a pretty looking drink with the cinnamon stick in it. Perfect for the holiday season. Really, you could do it any time during the fall or winter. But it was tasty. Certainly, it did remind me of apple pie. So, like I said, if you like apple pie, you would like this drink. If any of our listeners, take a chance of making any of these drinks, or, you know, take pictures of it, or want to let us know how they liked any of the drinks, they can certainly go on our website and send us an email, or they can go on our Facebook or Instagram pages at Sisters Sip and Chat and drop us a line. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to see your pictures of your drinks. We always post pictures of ours. So if you want to drop us a line or if you have a question, we would love to answer those for you.
This episode was brought to you by Hamish Community Services, opening doors by taking the dis out of disabilities. You can find out more information at hamish.ca.
Well, fellow Crownheads, we've come to the end of today's chat.
You can find all our episodes on your favorite podcast network.
And on our website, sistersipandchat.ca. Subscribe and never miss a chat session.
Thanks for listening. Join us next time.
And we'll save you a seat on the sofa.